Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Donna Sebo, and we have a wonderful topic, I think, today, because it's something that all of us, if we live long enough, are going to have to deal with, and that is being a senior member of society. And we have a topic we're going to be talking about today, and that is the senior organizer, the personal, medical, legal, and financial organizer that can be used by senior citizens. And believe me, this is so valuable. It is so important because if you don't have something like this, when you do pass away, what your family's left with can really be an awful situation. Dorothy Brenninger is my guest today. And Dorothy, I want to welcome you to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
You know, Dorothy, you have, along with Debbie Biddix and Len Benson, put together this absolutely wonderful, wonderful book, and you yourself are very much involved in working with time efficiency. Boy, can we all use some of that. And you have been the life coach for the Dr. Phil Show, and you're the CEO of the Center for Organization. You're a woman that has been very much in the, what I want to say, the corporate environments. You've worked on a board of directors. You have been on so many different shows, featured in all kinds of magazines. How did you team up with these other two gals?
Well, first of all, Donna, anytime you want me back on the show and you're going to say stuff like that about me.
Yes.
Anytime.
Oh, you're willing. Okay, I gotcha.
That's very kind of you. Actually, Debbie and Lynn and I got hooked up because Debbie was my client. And she called me because she needed to have her father move in with her. Her father was ailing.
Ah.
And she was going to have him move in. And by trade, I do professional organizing. And I've worked with her company before, so she called me this time and said, what do we do? How do we set up? How do we make it safe? What are the things that we could do to keep track of his medicines? You know, he has daily routines that what if we're not there? Someone knows how to carry it out. And what about his finances? I mean, how do I ask?
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about it, and as I was giving her suggestions from the organizing point of view, she was keeping track of it, and lo and behold, we developed a book.
Well, I think this is something that previous generations weren't too concerned about. People said, well, I'll make a will, and that'll be fine.
Sure.
However, it has been my observation, and my goodness, my husband and I recently have been discussing certain things because of what we've acquired, you know, what do we want to do with it if anything happened to us. And you can be in your 30s and having a conversation like this. You don't have to be 75 or even
exactly.
In your 60s.
Exactly.
It depends on where you are. And I've known young people that, you know, are in their 20s, and they've been endowed with assets, and they go, my God, I've got to make a will. What am I supposed to do? Well, we're taking it beyond that step. In today's world, it's so different. Here you've mentioned the medicine. You have mentioned assets. You know, you've got all of these different things, and there is so much to be looked at, and I know so many families that have had to contend with this, and they're going stark raving crazy.
Well, yeah, and it's always tough to do in the middle of an emergency or a crisis. To have this stuff put into place, I mean, we just suffered with the California fires out here. Thousands and thousands of people lost their homes. When they were interviewed by major television stations, CNN and all of these different stations, they were asked, what were you able to get from your house before the fire, you know, demolished
mm-hmm.
it? They said, we took our important paperwork, we took our photos, and we took our pets.
Right.
That's it.
That's
every
it.
Single interview. And we do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the safety. We've actually done a documentary called Saving Our Parents, which keeps our parents safe from scams and everything that's out there. But regarding this particular senior organizer, we've also been asked by many people, could you just change the name, Dorothy, because I'm 30 or I'm 40, and
right.
we need the book, but really.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just about for preparing for when you may pass away or what you leave behind. This is also good for when you're healthy and alive. My mom just had total knee replacement, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my senior organizer with her and with me every single time we went to the doctor and into the hospital. And I had everything, allergies, blood type, you name it, past incisions, x-rays, everything was listed right there. And the doctors and nurses loved us.
I feel that that is so important. And not only that, when you have an emergency, and again, this happens to people of all ages,
mm-hmm.
if you have that information compiled in a book, and this is what you've done with this, the senior organizer, you have all kinds of areas where people can put information. I would say, if I were to make a suggestion, and of course this book, there's so much here that you can go through, it may not be appropriate, but maybe to have a little pocket or something where, for example, with prescriptions, if you have certain unique information that has to be written all out, you're not going to be able to write it. But if it's been written out for you by your physician, you could just stick it into a pocket. But that's my 50 cents worth of insight.
Well, let me tell you, you're so incredibly right, because we also have this in binder form. And so we have the pockets. We have the clear plastic sleeves that you can, you know, push the results from a last exam into, whatever. We've got it, so you can three-hole punch it and put it in the binder and keep it chronologically, too.
Wow.
And the best part about the book, if you buy the book, each page has a secret code, Donna, so that you can go in and download the forms for free that are inside the book, and you can make your own binder. You don't even have to buy our binder. You can just get the sheets and the pages right off of the computer, or you can copy the pages right from the book and create your own. It's so fantastic. It's a million ways to use it.
Well, that is so good to know, because there are so many people out there, and you don't realize how important this information is. You know, when we have children, we're asked to keep logs on everything
mm-hmm.
so that we know when they had their shots and so on and so forth, because you have to have this. Well, if you have an emergency, we know of someone who had a husband, he was in his 40s, and had to be, because he got injured on the job, he had to be rushed to the hospital, and the wife is being asked all kinds of questions, and she's just drawing a blank. A lot of it she didn't have information on. She could not answer the question.
Well, I mean, does everybody just happen to have a signed document that says, please do not resuscitate me if I'm beyond reasonable hope of recovery? I don't think so.
Right.
Right?
That's true. And these things, if they're in a location,
mm-hmm.
if they're in a spot, and everyone in the family knows that they're there.
Right.
You know, if you're a senior citizen, this is called a senior organizer, but if you're a senior citizen and members of your family know where this is, if something happens to that senior citizen, they've got it. If they need to know the name of your attorney, they have it.
Right.
And
right.
if you have a patient advocate, they'll know where to go
actually,
to get the information.
You're so right on. Bingo, bingo, bingo in all places. We're actually partnering with AARP. They are so fond of this product and one of our others, which is an interview book, so we can get the stories from our parents and grandparents. But they, you know, we're partnering with them on our products. And then additionally, when you said you just want to know where things are kept, even though you may not want to keep information like the password or stocks and bonds account numbers in a particular book such as this, at least you can have the location recorded so that I can say, well, listen, I have my will and my all my stocks and bonds, bank statements, all of that with my sister Pat, and here's her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be in the book if you're concerned that someone may get after it. Mm-hmm. But at least it has the locator information.
Right. Now, let's go into talking a little bit about medications. This is such a huge issue. Especially with senior citizens, I can't tell you how many stories I have heard through the years of people being given dosages of medication, and they're not even, the physician has no way of knowing that maybe somebody has already been giving this person four medications, and so then they end up with a critical care situation.
Right.
So when you have this, and even knowing what vitamins they take is very important.
Yes.
That is becoming critical. It never used to be considered worth even noting, but it is. This all makes a difference. And you have this section in the book, emergency and doctor visit information. So if someone needs to have that, if they've got the time, and you've got the pages in here, put the pharmacy information down, list the medications that they're taking. If you can have the current health issues, and here people can go, and we'll be giving out the websites they can go to in a little while. But with your friend, with Lynn now, how was this able to help her with her dad? I mean, her dad's moved in with her. What was she able to learn herself from this process, and how was she able to empower her positioning with her dad living with her?
Well, in a few ways. First of all, just to make a comment on the medication, inside the book, we actually have pages that have health tracking forms where you can keep track of, you know, from moment to moment or day to day or hour to hour, whatever you need to keep track of the health of your loved one, no matter what age they may be, even
mm-hmm.
if kids. And the other part is when you ask about Debbie and Lynn and how Debbie handled her father moving in, we partnered with a lot of people because they so believe in this particular book, The Senior Organizer, that Johns Hopkins University has taken our products and done a study. They've completed the study, Donna, and they have found that when people fill in The Senior Organizer, as they're filling it in, their blood pressure goes down.
Oh, that's interesting.
And why? Because they have a sense of knowing for themselves that they'll be taken care of, that they could answer the questions in their own book, or that family members could answer it for them in case they were incapable of speaking for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a form of relief that blood pressure drops, which is great.
It really is. And those of us that are younger, we're not so concerned about routines. We all have them.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone is elderly in their 80s or their 90s, and they're having physical problems. If they're not having physical problems, there's not such a difficulty. But so many do. You know, they might have a need to get up and to do certain things on a regular schedule.
Right.
Many times they do. They develop it because they're frail. They're not going to be going out and running 5 miles a day or
mm-hmm.
what have you. And their lives have become quieter in many respects. So having a routine is so important to them because that gives them a sense of security.
Well, exactly. And not only that, again, there's a section in the Senior Organizer that covers, you know, what are the routines or the daily activities of this particular person, any special needs. And there's one story that one of the folks who used the book told us about. They put the routine in because this gentleman's mother needed to have her pillows propped up all the time. And, well, one caregiver came in, and he was away on vacation, and the caregiver didn't prop up the pillows. And so mom was lying flat, and she started developing a bit of a cough. And then it turned into bronchitis. And so then they had to start giving her medication, which made her a bit delirious. So she couldn't really speak for herself. And by the time family members came back, what happened? What's going on here that my mom is delirious, has bronchitis? What was going on? And it was simply a matter of not having the pillows propped up for her.
Amazing.
That little bit.
It's just absolutely amazing. Now, you have a section in here that I rarely ever hear addressed, and that has to do with personal grooming.
Mm-hmm.
How often does anyone give consideration to an individual about the types of shampoos, cream.
Yeah.
I've seen patients in facilities whose skin is so dry because nobody takes the time to put lotion on them.
Right.
And their skin, you know, is hurting them. And it's those little things that we just do for ourselves
mm-hmm.
when we're healthy. We just do it automatically. And it is something that in personal grooming, size of clothing, all of these different things can make such a difference.
It does. You know, I was 18 years old when my dad passed away, so I did a lot of caregiving in my younger years. And it mattered, the kind of lotion that we had to use for his feet. He was diabetic, very, very ill, and something that simple was that important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a tremendous difference. I've known of women patients just to be able to get their hair shampooed.
Yes.
And their nails done. You know, a simple manicure, nothing where you're putting on acrylic nails. They just want to have their hands look pretty.
Yes.
And I know one lady who was taking care of her mother who lived to be almost 100 years old. She said that was the one thing that just gave her mother absolute joy, was to give her a manicure.
Well, absolutely. And knowing that, you know, in when you say the lotions and all these shampoos and various things, invariably, if I'm doing something for my mom, again, when she was having her surgery, and I went to apply some lotion or nail polish or something for her, she was always asking me if I had the right one. You know, she was concerned. And I was able to say, remember, we filled it in here. And I could show her and say, this is what we use.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's the right brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You also cover in this book, you have a section on the home.
Yes.
And I really like this. Because, and again, at this point, we're talking about senior citizens, but you could have someone that has become a quadriplegic. I had a quadriplegic as a guest last week, and it's just amazing what this person shared. So unless we're in a situation, and she's a young woman,
yeah.
So you have these things that need to be looked at. What kind of safety precautions? You know, what things do you have to be aware of? If you're dealing with an elderly person, do they have a problem with night vision? Do you have to have special lights? Do they have food allergies? Are they wandering about, so you have to keep doors locked? Are they going to be able to go up and down stairs? If no, do you have to have some kind of a little fence put across the bottom of the stairs?
Right.
Then you also talk about pet care. That's a big one. A religious and personal customs. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Right there. Just little things can mean a lot.
And you know what? It's easy to fill in, Donna. We all think, oh, I don't want to have to put together all this information, for gosh sakes. You know, it's too much. But it's really not. This is simply meant to be done in little increments, a couple of pages here and there. If you happen to go to the doctor and you're sitting, waiting for your appointment for 20 minutes or an hour anyway, you can fill in doctor information. It's all right there. You're
mm-hmm.
in the doctor's office. In fact, when I went with my mom to the doctor's offices for her appointments, we took along the senior organizer, and we would be talking about what's in there, and we'd be filling it in, and everybody said, hey, where did you get that? Where can we buy that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up having like little seminars right there in the doctor's office with the people who were waiting for their appointments.
A portion of your book covers personal interests, personal history, and special interests.
Yeah.
We had a very dear friend who died, and he was over 100, and he was an Indian agent and had known like 47 different Indian tribes.
Oh, my gosh.
Here you have someone that is a walking history book, and I have had the pleasure of meeting a few people like that,
mm-hmm.
and they have so much that none of us are going to be experiencing because the era they were born into was a world, you know, just 180 degrees different from what we live in today.
Yes.
So to be able to make notes about special interests, the personal history, it's just absolutely wonderful when you can do that because once they pass away, it's gone.
You bet. You bet. And I had mentioned to you before we're doing this show that both Debbie and I have done a PBS television show.
Yes, and that's coming out in March of next year.
Yes, in March. It's coming right around the corner. One of them is based on The Senior Organizer, and the other PBS show is based on our other book, Cherished Memories, which is what you're talking about here, interviewing our loved ones and getting their stories so we don't lose that very precious part of their lives, our lives, our history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually quite trendy to be doing that kind of thing right now anyway. Every single Good Morning America, Dr. Phil, all these different shows have people on now who are in their 70s, 80s, 90s talking about their story. It's
mm-hmm.
very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, tomorrow, Thanksgiving, the Surgeon General has actually said, get your family history, your family's health history especially. Don't just talk turkey. Talk about your family's health and their history around it so everybody can share when they're together.
Oh, I think that that is invaluable. I think we are so fortunate today because we are willing to be more open about what family history may have entailed. My goodness, I can remember my grandmother not talking about anything. Because it just wasn't the thing to do.
Oh,
she was born in 1900.
You bet.
And, you know, she died in her 90s, and fortunately then she was a little bit gabbier. Not that she ever had a problem talking, but when it came to talking about diseases or illnesses, unless she was sick, mm-hmm. there wasn't discussed. And there was so much in the family tree that probably would have benefited a number of the members of family. And if there has been anyone on either side of the family.
You know, again, I just love how you interview and how you share because it really relates to what we've got in the book. And again, my co-author, Debbie, experienced this firsthand, which is why it's in the book. Her mother, her grandmother passed away from ovarian cancer. Her mother passed away from ovarian cancer. And Debbie said, huh, I wonder if there's some correlation. I wonder if my sister and I should maybe get checked out here. They all went for genetic testing.
Uh-huh.
And they found, yep, they're carrying the gene that actually has the ovarian cancer. And her sister was in the first stage of ovarian cancer, and they were able to perform a surgery, and she saved her own life just because she knew her family history.
Phenomenal. Aren't we fortunate that we have this technology today?
Yes.
Goodness gracious, 40 years ago, it wouldn't have been available.
Yeah. And
we wouldn't have had a hope of even discovering that.
Exactly. And it's not even just the technology. It's just talking about it. Sharing the information is 75% of the conquering of a disease.
It really is. And not only is that valuable, I think that with children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, when there have been these particular patterns in the family and you say, be aware of this and you can have this checked, what you do, you come from a positioning of informing them.
Oh, absolutely.
And empowering them, not scaring them half to death, but saying, look, this is what has happened. You just need to be aware of this. It may not even affect you, but what they're finding is many times the mother and or the father can carry it, maybe not necessarily with their first child, but it may come into the second, perhaps
mm-hmm.
the fourth. It might skip generations.
Right, and that applies not only to our health, but things like attention deficit disorder, Asperger's, all of these different kinds of, you know, ADHD, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, there is something that gets passed along that if you can share that information early on, these kids don't have to have such a struggle going through school and learning and becoming adults.
That's true. I wish, and I don't, there may be some people that would have a severe argument with me, but I have an issue. When people are adopted, if there's anything like this in the way of information that needs to be passed on, it should be.
Mm.
Because I think it's appalling that people that are adopted may be having physical problems. I've known this to happen with individuals, that they go, I have no way of knowing this. They're not unhappy with the family who's adopted them, but they're not genetically related, so there's no way for them to trace information or to find out if they need to be aware of certain
things. Wow, absolutely true.
So that's a whole different theme in and of itself. Now, inside your book, you have a couple of sections that I think is very pertinent, and that is replacing vital documents. And I find it interesting that you put this in, but you've got a whole section on documents that people need to be aware of, to have the information, like you said right at the beginning, if you didn't want to have in the book, you know, where your stuff is or the numbers on it or whatever, so someone's not going to be able to steal it from you. But what you want to do is say it is with Aunt Susie, or it's in my safety deposit box, or and it's at, you know, Bingo Bingo Bank.
Right.
So this is important information. It is convenient. It is handy. If someone has been given the power of attorney, it gives them something to work with. Replacing the vital documents, you talk about old tax returns, proper, you know, property deeds, banks, credit cards. You know, debit accounts, financial investments, all of this, mortgages, co-ownership with someone, vehicles, auto insurance, and you go into this. This is all important because if there is an emergency, and it doesn't make any difference what your age is, if there is an emergency, you have this handy.
Well, and it's amazing to know that just here in the state of California, Donna, millions and millions and millions of dollars of our assets, our homes, our money, our stocks, all of that goes into the state of California because we haven't expressed our wishes clearly about what we're going to do with our things, or we updated our will properly, or we may have done it all, but nobody knows where it's located.
Right. Right, and that is so important. There's, I guess, literally billions of dollars in this country that are just sitting someplace because nobody knows where to go or even knows that this money is available to them.
Right, and here's the thing. If we don't specify what we want, then somebody else is going to make decision for ourselves, for our health, for our finances.
Mm-hmm.
And that person might not be somebody we want making those decisions, and they might not make them in the way we want them to make those decisions.
Right.
So we want to have this information recorded and in the hands of either an attorney or a loved one who can carry out our wishes for us.
Oh, I think it's so important. Well, Dorothy, this has just been great. This organizer is fabulous. And what's the website people go to? So if they wanted to do the binder, as we were chatting about right at the first part of our conversation,
yes.
Where do they go?
They go to DelphiHealthProducts.com. Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, DelphiHealthProducts.com. And you'll see all of our Chicken Soup for the Soul books, other books, how we organize, our DVD on saving our parents, and we have lots of free downloadable tips and information.
Well, there you have it. If you have a loved one, if you want to do this for yourself, it's just really a great book. It's titled The Senior Organizer, but I'll tell you what, anybody could use this. It's really a very, very good tool. If you have a family, this is a good guideline. Go to their website, DelphiHealthProducts.com, DelphiHealthProducts.com. Well, we're almost out of time, Dorothy. Is there anything you'd like to leave as a thought with my audience?
Well, I'd like to leave a thought with you. As I'm just so touched that you care about your audience and your listeners so much, that you're always having folks on who can impart information that will really make a difference in their lives.
Thank you.
So I just want to show my appreciation to you for that. And above and beyond, no matter what, at least, very least, what you ever do is on a piece of paper, write down the name and number of a next of kin and give it to a neighbor or a coworker so that if anything happens, at least somebody knows how to call a next of kin for you.
That is a great idea. That is a great idea, passing that information along to someone that would know. And also, there are sometimes people that we have interactions with. Sometimes people are very, very private. They just don't communicate much with anyone. But if you have a physician, if you have somebody that really is important to you and something does go wrong, that's very significant. And that's a powerful, powerful statement that you've just made. That's
a very simple. It takes 1 minute or less, and you just need to give it to one person so that they can at least speak for you to contact next of kin, very least.
Absolutely. Dorothy Brenninger, thank you so very much for being my guest. The book is The Senior Organizer. Go to her website, DelphiHealthProducts.com. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't you go away. I've got more good things to share.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, those telephone lines are now open. And if you have a chance to give me a buzz, this is a great time to do it. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. of A. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. Again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Also, we have a line that anyone and everyone can use, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And if you're a first-time listener, I'm so glad you're able to join us. And just know, all you need to do is make see, what in the world are you giving out these phone numbers for? Well, it's because it gives you an opportunity to interact with me. And all I need from you to give you a reading on the air is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me just do my thing. I always have to chuckle when people say to me afterwards, you didn't need a birth date, Donna. You didn't ask anything of me. No, I don't need to. This is a mind skill that I've used for a number of years, and I'm delighted to be able to share it with you. I want to just make a comment. You know, we were talking about the organizer and what people should do for themselves, for loved ones, especially if there's an emergency of any kind. But I remember getting a call, and this was a number of years ago, and it was from a police department. And I was surprised, obviously, by getting a call from a police department, and this officer wanted to know if I knew a particular individual. And I meet so many thousands of people that it's not always easy for me to remember people's names. So he gave me the individual's name, and I said, gee, I'm sorry, I probably did meet this person. I don't know where, and I honestly do not know who they are at this moment when you're calling me. And they said, well, we found this person. It was a homeless person, and they had been carrying around my business card in their wallet, and they were looking through this person's wallet to try to find out if anyone knew about this individual. This was a person who had stepped out of life, you might say. And it was such a profound experience for me, and I can remember thinking to myself, wow, this person may have family that has no idea where they are, and they more or less have sort of dropped off the face of the earth. But for some reason, they were carrying my card and a few other cards in their wallet, and that's all the police had to go on. I don't know what happened after that. The officer said this is always a tough thing for us when we find someone who has been a homeless individual, and they carry certain things around, and we hope maybe we can make a connection so we can have closure on what needs to be closed. So I really think when you can sort of keep something like that in mind, you're doing your family a favor, you're doing your friends a favor, when you can have that organizer so that it is something that's handy to have available. And if you don't want to do that, then do something else on your own. But like Dorothy said, it's a good idea to let someone know where papers or materials can be found and have that person's contact information someplace where it is going to be there if it's needed by anyone at all. So those are very, very good points. It really does make a difference. Again, Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz. I know so many of you are out and about getting ready for Thanksgiving, the big holiday tomorrow. And if you're going to be on the highways and byways, please take your time. I know up here in the Pacific Northwest, we already are experiencing bumper-to-bumper traffic. A lot of people are having a four-day holiday, so they're heading on out. They're on their way today, and we had a friend that came up from Oregon that we were visiting with earlier this afternoon, and we found out that they had just missed the traffic yesterday. People wanting to come up from the southern area of the western coastline, and they're getting ready. They were leaving yesterday afternoon to come up this way, a lot of them heading on up to Canada to, again, enjoy a holiday period. So wherever you are, don't get stressed. Relax. If you're driving, have your CDs. Relax. Visit. If you're by yourself, take a break once in a while. Get off the freeway. Wherever it is you're going, I want you to get there safe and sound, and I want you to have a good time in the process. You don't need to be stressed as you go through that. I said I had some things that I wanted to share with you, and some of it's a little frivolous. This is about your computer screen. Well, how many of us sit in front of those computers? I have to tell you, I don't have mine hooked to my hip. That's why I usually tell people, if you send me an email, follow up with a phone call, because usually I'm on the phone far more than I am on the computer. How can you use your computer to help you lighten up a little bit? Goodness, you can sit with that machine and be on it for hours, and you're in this, what I call a no time zone, and all of a sudden you're wondering why your shoulders are hurting you, why your neck is bothering you, your back is aching, and you realize, gee whiz, what time is it? And you look down at a clock all of a sudden and you go, whoa, I've been sitting here for 3 hours and didn't know it. Well, something that can help you is a screensaver. Yes. They have found in research that the images that you can put up on your screensaver can trigger the release of feel-good hormones. Who knew that a computer could do that for you? Well, here are some points of information that I thought I would share with you. If you want to have a sense of relaxation, a visual with a waterfall, any kind of water flow, is instantly soothing. It just is something that works for people. The mental image water conjures up instructs the brain to relax. Now, there's a psychologist, Sharon Livingston, that made that statement. She said, the scientists believe that because our bodies are composed mostly of water, we're drawn to it, and its very presence assures us that all is well. Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the reason. There's something very soothing about the sound of water, and it has its own tone. And if you've ever been around fountains, you have different types of fountains. You can have this soft, bloop, bloop type of a sound, flowing sound, that if you have water flowing over smooth rocks, many people that are into feng shui will say this is one of the best things that you can have. They'll tell you to put it in a corner of a room because it just has this soothing flow. Water, on the other hand, can be a real irritation. Yes, it can. Have you ever listened to a dripping faucet? Bunk, bunk, drip, drip. I mean, if you wanted to torture someone, you could do that. And it is not soothing at all. But it's the movement of the water. It really is quite musical. That's why people like to listen to the sounds of the sea. And you don't want to listen to the hurricane necessarily, but you want to listen to the waves gently coming in onto the sand, the surf. It just has this wonderful tone to it. Again, it is the vibrational frequency of the tone that is so relaxing. Now, if you really want to get energetic when you look at your computer in the morning, have a sunrise. Why? It's the sunshine. It's just like everyday life. When you're out and about with sunshine, what does it do? It makes you feel good. That's why some people will get what they call the sad disorder, because their hormones, due to too much gray, they get depressed. And that's where, if you get involved with full-spectrum lighting or something like that, it can make a difference. Well, you can use your computer screen to do the same thing. It's an energy-boosting brain chemical. Even looking at the image of the sun will do the same thing. And it's the colors. It's just the frequency there. And if you want energy, red is it. Red is it. So maybe you have red roses on your screen or carnations, but the color red, red cardinals, this being wintertime, it's just very, very energizing. And I mentioned joy about water and the feeling of the surf while the beach gives that same sensations. There were brain scans that were done on people that showed that when they saw a lush tropical beach, people automatically went into the alpha state in their minds. And they say sunny destinations also trigger memories of long summer days spent at a beach as a child, if you had the fortune to go through that. And 50% of all people that have been polled feel that the beach is a very happy and wonderful place to be. I like Hawaii myself. Also, look on the bright side. What is really going to perk you up? Animals. Just glimpsing a favorite animal, whether it's your pet or somebody else's, boy, the brain just seems to respond to that. It just pumps out all of those positive hormones. One of them is oxytocin. It makes you feel just absolutely wonderful. And it seems to create a sense of optimism. I have friends that send me these wonderful, wonderful animal photos, and invariably I'll just end up either laughing or going, aw, isn't that cute? And it just shifts your thinking, too. It's refreshing for you. So you can use that as a screensaver. Also, family pictures just really is a very good thing. It just gives that wonderful, wonderful feeling. And then if you want to stick on your diet, this one I haven't tried. This one I've got to find out if it works. Use blue. Yes, a blue sky. Clear sky. Or even a blue jay. They say the sight of blue switches off the brain's appetite center. I wonder if everything we had on was blue. If we walked around with a blue sign when we were looking at fudge, if that would have an impact. For some reason, I don't think it would. Just don't think it would work. But maybe on the computer screen, it would. They say the reason the brain's appetite center is turned off with the color blue is that in nature, black and blue colors on foods typically indicate toxicity. And I thought that was a very interesting statement. Said it goes way, way back. So that is an appetite suppressant. Again, I don't know about that one. I'd have to test that one. Also, you just need to know. If you have something that makes you feel good, put it up on your screensaver and it's going to make your life a lot better. I told you some of this was frivolous, but it is fascinating what we respond to. And if you're a computer person and you're sitting on that machine all the time, you really need to be aware that you can make a difference in your thinking. And I think one of the biggest deals to deal with in an office is clutter, and that can make you feel good. When you can tidy up your environment and you can get it in order, it's amazing the shift that occurs inside of you. It just makes you feel wonderful. So if you want to feel good on so many levels, get a nice screensaver, clean up the clutter, and you'll just feel wonderful, especially if your business is at home. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break in just a moment, and I do want to remind you, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I'm going to be spending my time with family and friends, as I know so many of you are. I will not be on live tomorrow, but on Friday, we're going to be talking with John D. Rowe. We're going to be talking about animal nutrition. I have so enjoyed this man. I have loved his book on animal nutrition, and he is absolutely wonderful with his information. If any of you have had pets that have been severely affected by tainted food, and I have known people that their animals have died because of what was in the food during these last few months, it's been so horrific for so many people. By golly, we're going to get the inside scoop on this on more levels than you can imagine. So tune in on Friday with John D. Rowe. We're taking a break. Donna Sebo here. Don't you go away.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And we also have 530-876-3222. I wanted to share a short poem by Abigail Williams. She said, "'Tis the season for sweet cider. The chilly nights deserve a hot drink. Delicate spices combine to brag of autumn. Changing coat." Boy, was it brisk when we got up this morning. It was in the 30s, not quite freezing. There wasn't ice in the dog's water bowl outside, but it's getting there. So it's that time, and a hot cup of cider. Of course, it's that time of the year. Thanksgiving, it usually like to have it cool. Of course, you may be living in a part of the country where it's warm and toasty. Well, wherever you are, I hope you have a phenomenal holiday. By the way, if you've been trying to figure out what you're going to fix to take to wherever you're going, or maybe you're wanting to do something special, how about an apple pie cheesecake? Are you salivating yet? Well, this is something that is real easy to make. So if you want, go ahead and get that pad of paper and pen, and I'm going to share something else with you, and then you'll be able to make notes on this. And I think not only will you be happy with it, it's very easy to make, and more than that, it's going to be absolutely a winner at every party. I wanted to share with you some information about kids and math. Apparently, the students in the U.S. who have not been getting very much in the way of the growth and development of math skills, we rate, what, 37 in the world or something like this. It's just an appalling number. There's some information that just came to my attention, which I thought was rather interesting. We're concerned about not enough students getting involved in math and science, but there was a recent survey that was done. They did a survey of 6 to 11 years old, 11-year-olds, and they were asked to name what their favorite subject was. Can you guess what it is? Math. The kids love math, and art was the second choice. Well, another study found that most parents agree it's crucial for their kids, for every kid, to have high-level math skills. However, with the parents, when they were evaluated, the only 1 in 3 thought that the kid and their children, actually, needed to improve very much. And if they did think they needed to improve, they didn't think the schools had very much to offer. Well, what can we do with that? Why don't we, if you're a parent, look at the two things and say, okay, why don't we support these kids in every way we can and make sure that they're going to get the encouragement with math, with science, with the arts? Parents, you have a big job ahead of you. And let's not try to put the blame just on the schools. And you know what? I think we're going to have those kids that are going to be outstanding in math and science and art. And I think it takes all of that interest and support to make it happen. Because kids really do love to learn. But sometimes they learn differently. So that's all that we need to remember. Don't put it off on somebody else. If you're supportive of your kids and you know that they do have talents, then get them out there. I was talking with a dad this afternoon. His daughter has severe dyslexia. I mean really, really severe. She's 19 years old. She has started into her second year of college. Yes, even with a severe dyslexia, she has to work harder. She has to do things differently because her learning processes are different. But this is a young woman now at 19. She's not a little girl. She's a young woman. And she is just absolutely doing a phenomenal job. It's just wonderful. And the parents are so supportive of her, as they have been always. Once they found out that there was a particular challenge that had to be dealt with, they said, okay, we'll deal with it. How do we deal with it? And their daughter is just excelling. She's doing just a wonderful job. First year of college was tough. Second year, she is just absolutely coming right into her own. And it's exciting to watch that. I think too many times we don't hold high expectations for our kids, and we need to. Because kids have a way of stepping up to what's expected of them. And stop and think about that when we're adults. If we have expectations and we step up to the mark, don't we feel good about that? Of course. So we need to know that the kids feel the same way. Okay, here's this apple pie cheesecake. Easy, 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 easy. Now this is what you're going to need. 15 caramel pecan shortbread cookies. This already starts off good. I just love this. 15 caramel pecan shortbread cookies. You can get those at your grocery store. You need 4 tablespoons of butter, and that needs to be melted, 4 tablespoons of butter, 3 packages, 8 ounces each of cream cheese softened, that's 24 ounces, 3 packages, 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1/4 cup of light brown sugar, 1/4 cup of light brown sugar, 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 3 eggs, and remember they need to be at room temperature, 3 eggs, 1 can of fruit-style apple pie filling, 1 can of fruit-style apple pie filling. You can have 3 cups of whipped cream or whipped topping, whatever your preference is. Then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of caramel sundae topping, and you can have gold dragees if you want, and that's optional. Now, this is what you do. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You wrap the outside of a 9-inch springform pan with foil. You put the cookies in a food processor, and you process them to fine crumbs. Then you gradually add your butter. You just pulse it in a Cuisinart until it's all combined, or, you know, if you've got a blender, whatever you're going to use. And you can even do this in a plastic bag. You can crush with a rolling pin the cookies in a plastic bag. You add your melted butter, and then you press the mixture onto the bottom and up 1/4 of the side of your springform pan. And then on a medium speed, you put in your cream cheese, your sugars, cinnamon, and vanilla. And you just let that mixer go until they're nice and creamy, just perfectly creamy. Everything is blended wonderfully. While that's beating, after that's totally blended, you beat in your eggs one at a time. And then you pour 3 cups of the cheesecake batter onto the crust. And then you top it with your apple pie filling. And then you put the remaining batter on top of the apple. You bake that for 45 minutes or until it's set. You turn the oven off and let the cheesecake stand in the oven with door closed for an hour. Then you remove it from the oven, let it cool completely on the rack. And that's going to take a while, a couple of hours. Then remove your foil and refrigerate the cheesecake until it's ready to serve. When you're ready to serve it, remove the side of the pan, you top it with your whipped cream, and then drizzle your caramel topping over that. and any other goodies you want to add onto there for decoration, do it. Yum, yum. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow's a fabulous holiday. Have a wonderful, wonderful celebration with you, your family, your loved ones, your friends. And know you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Be grateful. You have so much to appreciate in your life. Talk with you on Friday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.